Yeah, that's it then.
That's the one I want.
Yes.
Yes.
It's a photograph, that is, isn't it?
Yes, that's a photograph. Well, they're all photographs.
Isn't that what... No, no, that's not the copy of that one.
Well, if I put my proper glasses on, I might see what we're doing.
Can you reach them?
Yes. Who did these copies for you, Pa? These?
What?
Who did these? Did John copy them?
Oh, no, they were done by...
Darby's.
The photographer, Darby.
Oh, Darby.
Yes.
I've had
now, that's the...
Darby took our wedding photos.
Oh, did it? Yes. Oh, you were posh then, you were.
We were very posh, yes.
That's the transport manager.
What's his name?
Wickham Smith.
Mm-hmm.
That's me.
Yes.
That's Mr. Hartley, who is the air raid precautions officer.
Yes.
The staff officer, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
There's Darlow.
Yes.
There's Major Lees. There's Dr. Walton. And there's Glenn. I'll tell you about that later on.
Yes, that was the one I wanted. Because I talk about the basement being HQ, you know, for wartime and that, and being reinforced. And then I noticed this. Someone sent me that copy that I showed him, you know. And I thought, well, it is a shame that I haven't got it.
Yes.
Have you got a photograph of you being presented with your casket?
No.
Oh, what a shame. I haven't got one from anybody else either,
That is a shame.
No, I don't think I have. If I have, I've lost it. But these others are interesting. Because we had a big staff working, volunteers.
Yes.
I mean, all those people are volunteers.
Are they? Can I just look at it for
in our control room.
Yes.
And amongst them, let's see where he is now. Amongst them, yes, there he is. This is a big one. With a chap named Alec Willington.
Yes.
He was a weights and measures inspector.
Oh.
But he was a great man involved in the theatre.
That man third on the
and
left.
He had written a number of songs. He thought it would be a good idea early on in the war if we could do a show. Be a bit of a relief from all the tiresome hours we spent down in the control room.
Yes.
So he got amongst the volunteers and said, "Are you prepared to come and do some acting?" And etc. and so forth. And this is his cast. That was the cast of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And the show was called The Control Room Parade.
Very apt, isn't it?
And there's Willington, there's Darlow. That's a chap named Cooper. Jefferson, the surveyor. Norman Stockley, who's now dead. Harry Burns, the insurance agent in West Bromwich.
Oh.
Very well known. An excellent singer.
Oh, yes.
There's me. I don't know who those others three are.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the girls.
Yeah.
Some of them. I remember her, Cooper. Can't remember all the names now. And all the services were represented. The nurses, the land girls, the wrens, and whatnot. The WRBS, they were all represented there. And
is that just an enlargement of that?
Yes, we put the show on at the grammar school in Lodge Road on their stage. They had a very good set of lighting,
mm-hmm.
and we played to full houses, Unfortunately, during the fortnight that we did it, we didn't have air raids. So we were fortunate there. Yes. I don't know what that has nothing to do with that at all. But I shall put it back in here.
Yes.
Then, this was done in 1941.
Mm.
And by 1943, Wellington had written another show called Out of Control. And that was a jolly good show as well. And I don't know how this happened, but the news that this show had been on must have got as far as Lichfield, and of course that was where the barracks are, the military barracks.
Oh, the Whittington.
And the Americans had arrived. They were stationed there. And so we took the show over to Lichfield. The transport manager, I said, well, how are we going to get the cast there? And he provided the petrol for us to use a bus. They took us all in a bus. And he put a lorry at their disposal to take all the scenery, which had all been done by volunteers.
Mm.
And then Wellington had another brainwave. He said, I'd like to try something novel. And at the end of the show, right at the very end, we had a very good, stirring sort of song, all about Britain and one thing and another. And he said, I want to put Brew Britannia on the stage. And
there's
Brew Britannia.
Yes. Yeah.
And that was very good.
Yes.
And then he came to see me before we went to Lichfield.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know, I've got an idea that we might have the Statue of Liberty as well. You see, there's the Statue of Liberty.
I suppose you've seen these.
And the idea was, he said, we should complete the show and finish it, draw the curtains, and then the girl taking the Statue of Liberty will come onto the stage, and then we shall open the curtains again and sing another verse.
Mm.
And the Americans went absolutely balmy. I've never heard such a racket in my life. They stamped the floor and one thing and another. It went down a treat. I remember Wellington came to me, he said, look, he said, we want a torch for the Statue of Liberty. You could make that. I said, I'm stupid. He always said, you can make that. So I made it, and I put a little switch on the handle, and we had a little torchlight battery and lamp, and it would light up.
Yeah.
So that was great.
Uh-huh.
That was great.
Pity I missed all this, isn't it?
Now, just to show you that I wasn't always a grouchy old... Right, old man.
First time me, so it's enthralling.
Cool. How about that for a song and dance act?
Oh, very impressive.
And there's the old team again.
Start from here.
Norman then. Stockley.
Yes.
Myself.
Yeah.
Willington. Harry Burns. Darlow. And Jefferson, the Boris of Air. And he wrote a song for us with several verses, and then at the end of each verse there was a chorus. We sang the chorus, And then we did a routine. We did a routine walking up and down the stage, banging our chains on the floor.
Yes.
And we did enjoy that. Mm. Yes, that's it.